In this bulletin, with the new year just hours old, a 34-year-old man becomes Australia's first drowning. Australia welcomes 2019 with fireworks displays across the country, and Perth Glory returns to the top of the A-League ladder. A 34-year-old man has drowned at Sydney's Clovelly Beach. A New South Wales ambulance spokesman says emergency services were called about 2 p.m. with the patient pulled from the water on the north side of the rocks, unconscious and not breathing. Bystanders thought the man was snorkeling face down, and it was only after he began hitting up against rocks they realised he may be in trouble. A doctor already at the scene attempted to resuscitate him, but he didn't respond to CPR or the use of a defibrillator to restart his heart. Police confirmed shortly after 3 p.m. the man had died. Local officers will prepare a report for the coroner. More than 30 people have drowned in Australia's waterways since the start of December alone. Meanwhile, Minister for Sport Bridget McKenzie is calling on migrant communities to take up water safety programs and swimming lessons to prevent drownings in Australian waterways. The federal government says it's providing $36.9 million over the next 3 years to support organisations such as Royal Life Saving Society Australia, which has specific water safety programs for migrants in languages other than English. More than 30 people have drowned in Australia's waterways since early December. Senator McKenzie says she wants to make sure new migrants aren't among them.
Too many of them have been from migrant communities. We need to make sure that the messages we're giving are clear to in all languages, and that our migrant communities and our tourists and new arrivals understand the pleasures of enjoying our waterways, but also the dangers.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government won't be changing its priorities going into this year's federal election. Mr. Morrison made the comments in his New Year's Day message. He says 2019 is an important year for Australia.
And my job, our government's job, is to prepare Australia for every opportunity and eventuality. That's why we'll keep creating jobs. We'll keep Australians safe. We'll keep border protection policies that actually work. No changes to any of them. You don't change what's working.
The election is expected to be held around May. Far North Queensland is experiencing a wet and windy start to 2019 as a Category 2 cyclone develops offshore. The Bureau of Meteorology expects further wild weather for the region, with a tropical low over the Gulf of Carpentaria forecast to form into a Category 1 cyclone. If it forms, Tropical Cyclone Penny is predicted to cross the western coast of the Cape York Peninsula later today. New York's Times Square has erupted with fireworks and cheers at the stroke of midnight as thousands of hardy merrymakers braved pouring rain and watched the glowing New Year's Eve ball complete its midnight descent to mark the start of 2019. For the multitudes who gathered in the famed Midtown Manhattan crossroads, the thrilling moment was reward for enduring hours of standing in a steady downpour during the waning hours of 2018. Helping to keep spirits high was a slate of performers including Christina Aguilera, New Kids on the Block and Sting, who entertained the resilient crowd. New York was one of the last major cities around the world to welcome 2019. To football, and Perth Glory has returned to the top of the A-League ladder with a 4-0 win over the Central Coast Mariners in Gosford. The Glory dominated the match, which was bizarrely halted during the first half because of a broken goalpost. The Mariners remain winless so far this season. And now a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, partly cloudy 25. Adelaide, sunny 34. Melbourne, becoming sunny 23. Hobart, partly cloudy 24. Canberra, shower or two, possible storm 34. Wollongong, possible shower or storm 26. Sydney, mostly sunny 29. Newcastle, sunny 32. Brisbane, mostly sunny 31. Cairns, a few showers 31. And Darwin, shower or two, possible storm 33. And that's the latest from the SBS newsroom. I'm Murray Silby.